Good morning and welcome to the Heal Security Dispatch Daily Digest, your go-to source for the latest and greatest in cybersecurity, proudly presented by Heal Security. I'm Richard Simmons, joining you bright and early from London, ready to dive deep into the pivotal role of cybersecurity in the healthcare sector. Today is Monday, April 22nd, 2024. So grab your coffee and get comfy as we explore the twists and turns of the digital landscape.
I'm Charles, the CEO and founder of Heal Security. We're the masterminds behind the Heal Security Desktop, an innovative tool designed to deliver cutting-edge cybersecurity threat intelligence, specifically for the healthcare industry. Keeping a sharp eye on over 222,000 vulnerabilities, 1.5 million products, and roughly 645,000 organizations and vendors, our Heal Security Desktop ensures that we stay ahead in the cybersecurity game.
And now for a bit of Monday morning humor. Why did the computer go to the doctor? Because it had a virus. But don't worry, with our early adopter program, you can be part of the solution, not the problem. Join us at healsecurity.com and let's make Mondays a little brighter together. Researchers have revealed the discovery of critical vulnerabilities in Windows drivers that could allow hackers to obtain rootkit-like control over affected systems. These flaws, now identified and patched, were found in various hardware products, raising concerns about potential widespread exploitation before users apply security updates. Microsoft has issued patches and recommends users promptly update their systems to mitigate these security risks. In an alarming revelation, Microsoft has warned that the cyber espionage group APT28, also known as Fancy Bear, is actively exploiting a vulnerability in Windows that was recently disclosed by the National Security Agency. The flaw allows attackers to elevate system privileges, potentially giving them extensive control over affected systems. Microsoft has urged users to apply security updates to mitigate the threat posed by these Russian-linked hackers. In a recent security oversight, GitLab, a web-based DevOps lifecycle tool, was discovered to have a vulnerability similar to one found in GitHub, which could allow attackers to host and distribute malware using the platform's pages feature. The CDN flaw was publicly disclosed, highlighting how threat actors could exploit the pages feature to facilitate malicious activities undetected under the guise of benign web pages. The GitLab team has been alerted to the issue, prompting a swift response to implement necessary security measures to protect its users from potential exploitation. In a recent study, researchers countered the narrative of artificial intelligence as an omnipotent hacking tool, revealing that most large language models, LLMs, fail to exploit vulnerabilities within a day, even with detailed CVE descriptions at their disposal. This finding underscores the challenges AI faces in rapidly pinpointing and exploiting new security weaknesses. Correspondingly, the cybersecurity community is prompted to refine threat mitigation tactics with this revelation in mind. Several rural towns in Texas have recently fallen victim to a series of cyber attacks, one of which caused a local water system to overflow, demonstrating the increasing vulnerability of critical infrastructure to digital threats across the United States. Authorities are investigating the incidents, highlighting the need for heightened cybersecurity measures in rural areas that may not have the resources to defend against sophisticated hacking attempts. In a move highlighting ongoing privacy concerns, the UK's data watchdog has put Google's privacy sandbox under scrutiny, questioning the true extent of user privacy protection within the initiative. Authorities are delving into the efficacy of Google's proposed replacement for third-party cookies, aiming to ensure it aligns with data protection laws and doesn't monopolize user data. This probe serves as a critical reminder of the regulatory challenges tech giants face as they navigate the complex landscape of digital privacy regulations. In response to the Change Healthcare cyber attack, the HHS Office for Civil Rights has launched a dedicated FAQ webpage clarifying HIPAA regulations for affected healthcare entities. The incident, acting as a significant disruption to healthcare and billing services, poses a critical challenge to patient care delivery. The OCR's initiative aims to guide the industry in managing the cybersecurity breaches fallout and maintaining compliance with federal privacy rules. In a wave of legal action, consumers have launched class action lawsuits against a slew of companies like AT&T and Change Healthcare, accusing them of failing to safeguard their personal data. These suits, filed in federal courts across the United States, assert that negligence led to data breaches that exposed sensitive customer information. The plaintiffs are seeking compensation for the risks they now face due to the potential misuse of their compromised data. Thank you for listening. I'm Richard Simmons, and that concludes today's edition of HEAL Security Dispatch, Daily Digest. We appreciate your time and look forward to having you with us again tomorrow for more insightful updates. Remember to like, subscribe for ongoing coverage and in-depth analysis, and consider becoming part of the HEAL Security Desktop Early Adopter Program by visiting healsecurity.com. Until we meet again, don't have nightmares. Stay savvy and secure in the digital realm.